And welcome once again. This is VVIP Recap, Voters' Voice in Politics, proudly brought to you by a podcast party. I am Bafana Modise, and I'm not alone. I'm with Duma Mabizela. Shampoo Z, are you good?
I'm fabulous. I'm transcendent. I'm tired, but I'm also reinvigorated in my need to get the message of democracy across to the South African youth.
Yes, and last week we had one of those where we went out to Cosmo City, Tsakane Mall, to engage with the people on the ground and also encouraging the youth to go out there, register and vote in the upcoming 2024 elections. But Duma, before you even go further, the past week was quite a bittersweet week. We lost one of our team members, the man who was behind the scenes doing everything right, editing, technical, sound, everything. Aaron Homolemo Modise. Yesterday, we were in Groneval, I think it's in Boksburg, yes? Mm-hmm. We laid him to rest in respect. The support was massive, you know. The traffic there was just, it kind of showed that this was umuntu wabantu, you know. And you, any reflections on this week?
It's been hectic. It's very sad that we had to mark our second week of the activations with the passing of our team member, who I think, to just explain it a little bit, right? Aaron was essentially one of the founding members for VVIP.
True.
He was on the very first episode we had with Jack in this very room. And for him to then go on to play such a crucial role, which was essentially recording the audio and the visuals, it was a lot. I'm just happy that all of us are now at peace, per se, to some extent. You know, last week was the most difficult because as a small team, if one of us goes, it's...
The gap is still massive.
The ripple effects are devastating.
We're out of this, you know. But to the family, to the friends out there, even from us here, from Cliff Central, we thank you. Oh, sorry, from VVIP and Podcast Party, we thank you for all the messages that we received throughout last week of condolences. And we wish strength to family. And you are not alone. You are not alone. But then there was some good news as well. Halfway Toyota.
It is.
We have a brand new car.
Oh, my God.
Halfway Toyota did the things. That does the things to do the things. And they just said, hey, guys, we love what you're doing. We want to be part of the story, but allow us to drive you. So, yes, now when we say, proudly brought to you by a podcast party driven by a Halfway Toyota, you better know it's a brand new vehicle outside the Starlet Toyota. Nice, comfortable. The space, everything is amazing. Duma, I know you said it's better than my car, but it's fine.
I'm sorry for speaking facts. I'm sorry that I'm being crucified for speaking the truth. I'm sorry that I am being held against my, you know, why am I not allowed to express my true emotions? That's my truth,
some
okay?
Don't set you free anymore, eh?
South Africa, Toyota blessed us with a very gorgeous car.
Oh,
and
man,
it's not up to me to decide what cars people are already driving are going to be like compared to other cars. But it's because of Halfway Toyota four ways that we are arriving in style now. It's so gorgeous. I thought it was an automatic. I didn't even feel Jack change the gears. I'm just like, why are you fiddling there? It's so smooth. He's like, oh no, how is the car supposed to move? And I'm like, oh, it's a, you know, it's a
the comfort in it, man.
You know,
comfort.
It's a manual. Unlike other cars where you feel every gear being shifted.
Duma, you know, if you want us to fight, my friend, eh?
I said nothing.
But anyway, guys, big up to Halfway Toyota. We really do appreciate your sponsorship, your gesture of saying we want to be part of the history that South Africa is going through right now. 1994. Is our 2024 is our 1994, and you are part of that change. And thank you for driving the VVIP team. Brought to you by Podcast Party. Let's go straight into Ngaba. Ngaba, we met him at Cosmo City, right? And this one man who was not so sold in into this voting thing anymore. Tell me more, Duma.
I think he was partly annoyed that we disturbed him as he was going on his way to work. I'm just joking. He was such a sweetheart. He was on his way to work. And we were just like, can we just talk to you for 2 minutes? Mm. And we asked him, what do you feel like is happening in this country? Are you voting? What is going on? Mm. And he said no. He was one of the very few ones that we've interviewed who've actually said no. Mm. And I'm like, what's the reason? And he's just like, no, listen, these people have money for everything else. We have actual serious issues that we need to be dealing with. And we're told that the Treasury does not have money. However, when it comes to parties and, you know, displays of wealth and, you know, events that they host in order to garner people's support, somehow the budget is limitless. Mm. So this is just what he said as well. Not far from what I've said, but let's hear from him.
How about?
Are you voting this year? Why not?
I tend to believe like there's no genuine system. So that's why I just decided that it's not worth my vote and my time actually support candidates.
Can you name a few instances that have influenced your opinion?
Well, like with the state that the country is actually facing, most of the time, like, I tend to notice that the government is, like, having funds for events that they can host and everything, yeah, but no funds for people that actually need them for instance, like, schooling.
Yes.
People have been fighting for free education for the longest time, but suddenly then when they have funds, they're using them on events for their parties just to kind of ask people to go for the party.
Yeah.
So yeah, the corruption is just insane.
And I think Ngaba is right. For some reason, there is no money for some certain projects. Treasury is broke. Mm-hmm. But then you hear them say a municipality is retaining 5 billion to Treasury. How do they return money back to Treasury? And, you know, you hear the issue of what happened with the floods in KZN,
yes,
where some money had to return back to Treasury because they did not use the money. And also what you find is that politicians are so good in getting money for their own agendas. If they want to win election, how they want to get T-shirts and parties. But when it comes to water, when it comes to sanitation, they will always remember these people when it's election time.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever they are done with elections, they are back into their soft life. And it's basically more like they go asleep and they wake up 5 years later. And it's quite disappointing to have such leadership in South Africa.
I would say that I understand Ngaba's frustrations. I understand his anger. And I understand that he feels like he's not being seen. But South Africa, this is the reason why we need to vote. Every time we do not vote, that's why these people feel like they can do whatever they want. We're not interested or invested in what is happening.
True.
So the like, it's a weird cycle. It's very strange. I don't know what they call this in psychology if they don't have a term for it yet.
Mm-hmm. Bring it on.
I'm gonna just do it my own. But it's like, if we do something about something, it's going to have another reaction. However, if we don't do something about it, it's going to have a worse reaction.
Yeah, it's more like, and you're right, it's more like if we don't realize the fact that these guys are there because we put them in power.
Yes.
And also through our vote, we can take them out of power. And if you are not happy about something and you rather just sit there and do nothing, don't expect it to change.
Exactly.
It's going to go on and on and on. And I always say that the best time to protest is to go out and vote and make that decision. Before you go out down to bend tires and close the streets and do whatever, now is the time to say, I want to see change for the next 5 years. And it's within your hands to go out there, register on the IEC online website and make sure that you become part of millions of South Africans who will go out in the 2020, in this election and make a choice. Because if you don't do it, I'm telling you, this will never stop. You keep on complaining and say, they're only getting fed by Naomi Kaba. They're drinking expensive bottles. They're playing with us. But what are you doing? The same way we had somebody say we are dealing with load shedding. After the whole sauna, tomorrow morning is day six. Like, how are
tomorrow
you dealing
morning,
with
people had the luxury to wait for tomorrow morning. Me at 8. After, so I don't know if it was after or during because I did not watch. As soon as it said 8 o'clock.
Gone.
And I'm like,
Then the man just said they are fixing the issue. Let's move along. There's a lady called Palesa. We met her at Tsakane Mall. And Palesa went viral. Over 60,000 views on TikTok. Follow us, VVIP_ZA. Follow us and check the video there. Palesa said something very... Let's listen to her. Let's listen to Palesa. Palesa?
Why?
Government of Palakarun. You can say when a matric will pass 30%, then college, about how many percent?
Yeah, 60, 70.
Exactly. Okay, now, college, you qualify, So that means go fela mo shopong tsa makula re sebetse teng ka ofela mo. There's no way forward ko country ya rona. So that's why bana ba batho ba sa batlo vote.
And that is the truth. People are passing with 30% kodikolong at school. And what you find it is that once you leave matric with like 30 or 40%, the chances of you going to varsity, they're quite slim, right?
They're non-existent. Slim is a very nice way of saying
actually, and some, they want to go out and go to other institutions.
Yes.
But that matric alone is just more about school leaving. Because it has no value. So now these kids find themselves with matric. They can't have any, they can't use it for any other thing, but to keep it there and say, I have matric. And also she spoke about the idea that our education system, it doesn't challenge us. It's it makes things easier. Go to more class, just go pass.
And then leave.
And leave. I mean, it's a, your view, Duma?
I would say as a person who recently, well, I don't know if 5 years ago is recent, but as a person who recently matriculated
5 years ago,
it's quite fascinating because as I was going through the comments, we're on 69.1K views now. As I was going through the, I was going through the many comments, one person said, why don't they just work hard on their own? And I don't think we get to understand. Yes, there are those kids that have that self-drive to be like, I want to go to this point, or I want to get to this place. I want to go to Wits. I want to go to UJ, whatever it is. But we need to understand that in disadvantaged communities, when you're telling a child that all they need to achieve is 30% and not giving that environment to succeed more, to dream beyond their surroundings, we're making sure that these people stay where they are without being positive contributors to the community that they're part of. So it's so much more bigger than just, oh my gosh, why don't they just work harder on their own? Why would I work hard if I know that all I need to do to finish this is just get a 30%? I wanted to go to tertiary. That's why I had to work hard. But imagine if that was not my plan.
Then I don't feel obligated to even do better because I know whether I do or don't, I'm going to pass.
Exactly.
I feel like we need to do better. I think education must be there to kind of, you know, stretch your mental juices. You need to be challenged. You know, you can't just say, my father, here's your test. You pass by 10%. I mean, like, I know.
What is
even,
the point?
What am I tested then if it's just 10%? So it's quite a hectic thing what we have with our education system. I think Palesa hit it on the nail to say the state is not really intentional with their education. They are just doing it as a formality to get you off school and bring in the new load, get you off school, bring the new load. But none of this is taking us anywhere as the youth of this country. The last one is Beulah. Beulah, talk to us.
No, we are part of the same tribe. Why?
You know, but what they just take me down through Beulah. What happened there?
Let me tell you something. So we were just kind of trying to wrap up the interviews. Like we had gotten a lot, so Jack was just like, okay, let's just get some background, let's just do some random shots so that at least when we're editing it looks more richer. So the video just started as me, you know, runway walking, as people who've seen me walk, you know, no, just runway walking up to this. And then we just came across them and the Groundworks people talking to this woman, but this woman was just like, she was ranting, she was venting, she was hurtful, she was tired.
I can imagine.
And then I'm just like, oh, I look at Jack, Jack looks at me, and I'm just like, let me just make sure I can angle my mic so that she can hear us. But we did ask for permission afterwards, you know, puppy act, I see y'all. But, you know, it was just so incredible because she was so impassionate, but it was boring that she was one of those people that after that entire rant of her not, when she didn't know that she was being recorded, as soon as we asked her for her permission, she was like, I'm shy. But I'm like, girl, you just went on a 5 minute rant and of this entire thing.
I think that's the issue you find a lot when on the streets where people are saying, I don't mind talking, but please don't put the microphone here.
It is just like, how else are we, what I'm else do you think I'm gonna do with this audio? Not to be mad, but no, she was quite incredible. She went into,
she's passionate. I can tell by the voice, very passionate, you know.
Yes, and it's so unfortunate that people who are so aware of the issues that they are facing are not willing to vote, because it might not be on the video, but she actually said that she's not voting because she doesn't understand what's the point. She's got two kids, she's living off of grants, this is her life. And I think,
it's sad, because but I think it's what we've got right now. You know, we people are just angry, they feel like it's useless. We have had leaders for 30 years, we've been changing this, but nothing ever changes. So I think at some point it becomes more like just a formality. You just need us to go then vote to give them money, they become rich and we continue being poor. But I still say that if you want change, this is your time. Get your ID ready, register, and go out there and vote. Anyway, that's it. This is a VVIP, proudly brought to you by Podcast Party. Catch us this week. We'll be tomorrow. We are at Mums, Mamelodi Mall. And then we'll be also the following day after that, we will be going to Varsity Colleges right on Wednesday here in Sandton. And on Thursday, we are at AFDA in Rosebank. On Thursday, Valentino, we will be there at AFDA. And going further, then on Friday, the 16th, we are at Dobsonville Mall. That's our your gig guide.
If you want to promising anything, but
so please,
you can
show
just
up. Show up there, come with your ID. The team will be there to register you immediately on the spot. And yes, you get to meet the coolest crew in the studio, Bafana Mudisa and Duma Mabizela, and we will give you a proper interview. Come and register. Make sure that you are part of the change we want to see post this election. Other than that, I am Bafana Mudisa. Have a wonderful day. See you same time, same place next week. This was VVIP Recap. Proudly brought to you by a Podcast Party, driven by Halfway Toyota. Bye-bye. God bless.
And before we let you go, I just want to say to those people that are not interested in voting, to quote Steve Harvey, if you're in hell, why would you stay there?
Simple as that. Ciao.